was like it happened one day. I was walking down the street, and all the storefronts had Mexican names. The whole neighborhood had changed. A lot of people were selling their houses, people that lived there since I was a kid. They were buying places farther out and playing estates. My mom, she was too broke. Anyway, she liked our house. It was her parents' house. She was born in it. There was a kid I went to school with who lived four houses down. He lived with his father and his father's girlfriend. I'd known him my whole life. He hated Mexicans. It was something I didn't know was there, and then suddenly it was there. He hated that they took over the diner on Wells Street, hated that the grocery store was now a Mexican grocery store, and hated the laundromat because it's full of Mexican women and kids. And sometimes I'd see him drinking beer in the vacant lot down the street. There was this old vinyl couch, and we'd sit there and stare up at the power lines that ran overhead. He started going on and on how they were moving in, buying and renting all the houses around us, how they were ruining the property value, how they were ruining everything. He'd get real upset about it and start saying crazy things. So I quit going down to the lot, and I quit calling him. Then I heard from a friend of mine that his girlfriend left him. They'd gone out for over a year. She was some sort of hippie. She didn't hate anyone. And a few months later, he started hanging out with this group of guys who lived behind a bar in an old house. They all had shaved heads, and they gave themselves tattoos, and they'd have parties and barbecues, and then he moved in with them. Well, I knew his dad. He was an electrician, and he was sick about it. He was ashamed. He'd get real upset and say he didn't know what to do. Then a while later, I heard that the kid had a falling out with the guys in the house. One of the guys got stabbed. I'm not sure if he did it, but he left right after that. And then he tried to move back in with his dad, but his dad said he'd never let him in the house again because the tattoos he had and the things he'd said. And it got worse. A kid ended up living in the back of his truck. He did that until winter, and I heard from his ex-girlfriend that he'd lost his job, and she wasn't sure where he'd gone, but that she hadn't seen him in almost 6 months. And she was glad she hadn't.